going on, you gay, nasty turd twisters? Okay, now I'm picturing it.
It's bad. It's bad.
Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live the lair!
I'm Gleep Glop. That's Floop-de-doo at your service. Today we got a story for you. Comes to us from someone who wishes to keep his identity a secret, as he has several friends who watch the channel.
I am totally cool with that.
That's totally fine.
I'm not here to bust anyone out.
Yeah.
I'm here to read stories on here so men can see they're not alone with the craziness that's going on in the modern world now.
Amen to that. But one thing that makes this story a little bit different from a lot of the ones that we've covered is that this one is not particularly about himself. It's about his dad and stepmom. That's something we don't hear about a lot on the show is stepmoms. Most of the guys that we talk to have been stepdad.
Yeah.
And they get stepped on.
That's right. And mostly a stepdad is nothing more than living in a handyman habitat.
Exactly. And you can watch both of those episodes on the channel, Handyman Habitat and Stepping on Stepdad, winning.
We'll put the links in the description.
If YouTube will even allow you to search for them. All right. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Let's do this. Wouldn't it be great to have Pop as a dad? Well, too bad. We got the dads we got. Still, not everybody's dad was great, let alone good, let alone present. Matter of fact, most of the problems we face today are because we didn't have a dad. And if men don't get these vital lessons fathers used to pass on to their children, our lives will be wasted. Thankfully, these lost lessons have been conveniently recompiled in a course by Aaron Clary titled, The Dad You Never Had. Covering everything from life's purpose, defeating laziness, developing a work ethic, personal finances, career management, women, retirement planning, and much, much more. The Dad You Never Had compiles the fatherly wisdom of Red Pill creators such as Rolla Tomasi, Rich Cooper, Aaron Clary, and even Pop himself into an intense and thorough 12-hour course. It's the easiest and quickest way to get up to speed and get on with living life. It's no substitute for a real father, but it is the wisdom and advice you need to manage your life successfully and end the misery fatherlessness has wreaked upon your life and society. So get the roadmap to a better life. Take the Dad You Never Had today. Your life is just too precious not to. Available on Teachable.com. Use the discount code BlakeIsCool to get 10% off. Link is in the meat gazer box. I sadly had no personal stories for you, as I've been a huge nerd all my life. Though now I consider myself lucky to have had only minimal luck with women over my many years. As a man in his 50s now, I still have all my money, all my sanity, and all my free time. Most importantly, I'm very happy.
Awesome. Listen,
bro.
Most of the people who do this, or what you know, what I do, what this person's talking about here, is you become content. You're not going to be happy 24/7, 365. If you are, that's
no.
A psychological problem.
No, and that's what leads to 80% of all divorces being filed by women.
Yes.
Is that they think they should be happy 24/7, 365. No, being content is enough.
Yeah.
It really is. You know how rare it is to find people who are just content?
It's exceedingly rare, and it has been throughout all of history.
Mm-hmm. And the worse things get economically, the worse things get in the dating market, the more rare that contentment jewel becomes.
That's right. Listen, we're a bunch of greedy, hairless monkeys looking for the next best thing, and that is a recipe for anti-contentment.
Damn right. However, I then remembered my father, and while not the worst story I've heard on your channel, it's pretty bad. So here's the story of my dad and my now ex-stepmom.
Okay.
I'm sure she did cheetah flips for him. Not that you want to picture that about your own father, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
To start, you need to understand just how charismatic my father is. A complete opposite of me. To this day, when I go out to a restaurant to have my dinner, my father, who's nearly 80, without fail, every single waitress that helps us instantly turned on as soon as he speaks.
Ooh.
Leaving a puddle of snot pocket juice down their legs. 80 years old, he's still got it, huh?
Outstanding.
Must have a voice like Jerry Conway. I'm going to talk you out of those, what are they called? I forget because I'm 80.
Oh, panties. That's what they are. It is like I don't even exist while she stands there and speaks with him. His words just have that kind of an impact. All the while I was growing up, women were just dripping wet with desire to be with him. He was banging 10 after 10 after 10. I want you to remember this when you hear about his actions that follow.
Okay.
If he has that effect on women where all he has to do is just look at him a certain way and talk, good for him. Some people just have that animal magnetism. You know?
Some do, some don't, and it's hard to develop.
But it can also get you into a lot of trouble.
If you dick think with it.
Exactly. Yes. And a lot of dudes, they will start to become a little emboldened by their own success. And that's, you wind up with like the Harvey Weinsteins of the world who think that they can keep that shit going into their AARP discount years.
No.
Doesn't really quite work that way.
Now, listen, I mean, I'm on the north side of 50. And I don't give a shit anymore. If I did, I'm sure I would not be as lucky as I was in my 20s, 30s, and early 40s.
Times change.
Yeah.
Gotta change with them. About 35 to 40 years ago, he was visiting family out of town. This was a small, conservative southern town. Next door to his sister, my aunt, a young hottie, 12 years his junior, caught his eye. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Well, you know, 12 years really isn't that big of a deal.
No, it's a drop in the bucket once you're out of college. Despite being over 34 years of age, his little head began to take over. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter how old you are. I mean, you can move beyond that. You can start thinking with the big head. But every once in a while, happy time for latke. No, you get out of here.
Here's a shot to controlling your little head.
Yes. Now, take me one of those two. Little head's got a hole in the end where all the bad decisions come out.
Ah, yep.
This woman was a single mother.
Oh, here we go.
Never ever let the little head take over in the presence of a single mother.
Now, single mothers, temporary, or a bullseye in the bar or whatever, do not let them into the castle proper.
No.
They stay in the courtyard. And then at the end of whatever happens, they're on the other side of the gate.
Yes.
When you throw their asses out of your life.
Now, I wish I could say that her being a single mother was the only red flag in this sentence.
Uh-oh.
She did not win custody of her daughter.
Ooh.
Her ex-husband was taking care of their child.
That is a big one right there.
Yeah. I mean, for this guy to be part of the lucky 15%.
Yeah. That usually doesn't bode well for the woman.
Yeah.
They pretty much get a default win on that.
She's either that bad or voluntarily gave up custody so she could go back to the carousel. Either way, when you are enough of a train wreck that you lose custody as a woman in divorce court, you know something is wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not the only one noticing that then.
No.
All right.
No. I wish we had some red flags we could fly around right now, because she was also the town bicycle.
Okay, red flags all over the place.
And I'm talking the seat needed to be replaced several times.
Oh, my Lord.
She's sitting on like an inverted strawberry down there.
All right, now, I'm envisioning this woman with a bunch of tattoos or a wizard sleeve. That usually means the inverted windsock down below.
She's doing backward cheetah flips on the first date. This is bad, right? This is bad. Little guy's like, no, it's not. Shut up. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, the maximum range of an excuse is 0 meters or the length of a man's penis.
Her family situation growing up was jacked. Her father was a strong military man, but passed away when she was very young, so she had no masculine influence growing up.
Are we shocked?
No. Yeah. I feel for her, because that's not something any child should have to go through. Unfortunately, it did happen, and everything that happens from the time that she turns 18 and is old enough to make her own decisions, regardless of that past, 100% on her. Her mother, let's just say, she was probably friends with Drew Barrymore's mom. Yeah, this girl was pimped out by her own mother.
Ooh. Oof.
Now, we can agree this is a horrible thing for her to endure, while also realizing that this kind of damage makes a woman no longer eligible for any sort of relationship material.
That's absolutely correct. And listen, gentlemen, you need to realize this fact. If a woman you're with failed the dick stacking test for whatever reason, they will not be able to pair bond with you in the long run. The minute the feels wear out, she's looking for a replacement, and you are going to be caught completely by surprise. Well, if you're watching this, you won't.
My ex-stepmom was all about one thing. Sex.
Well, I was going to say money.
I'm actually not surprised by this. This is the love bombing thing. Mm-hmm. All she wanted to do was fornicate all the time, and she always had to be the hottest and most sexual person in the room. One time I remember, when she didn't speak to my dad for a week because she wanted to dress like a stripper to fly down to visit his conservative religious family, and he made her dress normally before going to see them.
Which is understandable.
Yeah.
You don't bring, you know, bimbo hewers to dine with your family.
No. I mean, who would you take home to see mom? This woman or this woman? I mean, one looks like a lot of fun, but it also looks like 18 years on the run.
Yes. Lose your passport.
So what does my dad do with this very attractive but crazy Quantaha? Well, after knowing her for a few hours, he invites her to move across the country to live with him.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
This is a supreme dick-thinking mistake. Oh, my God. Ooh. Now, when I was a young dick thinker, and I was still blue-pilled, I don't think I would move somebody across the country that without knowing them for an extended period of time.
No way. And even then,
yeah.
If you're long distance, you don't really know them no matter how long you've known them.
That's right. That's right. So you fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Seems completely logical, right? Now, I have a story here for you, so you can probably guess she accepted his offer.
Oh, my God.
Now for the good, if you can call it that, but at least it was fun. She routinely brought over her female friends for threesomes.
Gay sex with a witness?
Yeah. Good times. Yeah, this was enjoyable, but my dad admitted down the road that it really hurt their ability to bond well as a couple.
Of course. Well, first of all, she's already broken. She's not going to pair bond anyway.
No.
It can't be done. It just can't.
This is a really great way to love bomb a dude who's thinking with the little head, though. He's going to be like, oh, this is the greatest.
Yeah.
My woman is so in tune with her sexuality. She's so unlike everybody else. She's different. She loves me. It's all the same stuff.
It is. Wow.
There are things that when you're young and dick thinking turn you on and you're like, oh, yeah, she must be different. Oh, yeah, this is like the best. And then it's only later on you realize, wow. I was Play-Doh in her hands, man. She was just molding me into whatever the hell she wanted, and I went along with it because I was stupid.
She was massaging your ipulator quite well.
Doing the fresh ground pepper technique.
It's absolute.
I also suspect this is why he put up with her for 2 decades.
What? 2 fucking decades.
20 years with a used up single mama pea sleeve who paraded women in and out of the bedroom with you.
So the stepkid grew up on. Oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting.
So he married this Quantaha.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stepmom. He called her stepmom. Must have married her.
All right. Yeah.
Now for the bad.
Here we go.
It all sounds bad. Of course, she cheated on him all the time.
It's a given.
With a countless number of dudes.
So the word you're looking for there is cornucopia of cock.
That's correct. It was kind of like this.
Oh, you bastard! Oh, you got me that one, you son of a bitch. All right.
My dad admits he has no idea how many men she may have banged while they were married.
I hope he got tested for some vada. Because if he didn't, he could quite literally get a disease.
Yeah. You find that out. Finally, the little head pokes his head up. He's like, this is bad, right? This is bad. Yes, it is. It's all your fault.
They're coming in with a melon baller to take you on.
Oh,
oh. And we're just going to scrape this off.
A
gentle numbing cream.
I'm done.
Oh my God.
Because that stuff totally works. I remember when I had a wart removed off the heel of my foot. And the doctor pulls out this reanimator fucking needle. I swear it was longer than this damn knife. And he's like, oh, we're going to spray your foot with this cold numbing spray. It's going to make it so you don't feel anything.
Bullshit.
3 seconds later. Yeah.
Yeah. My the roommate who got the big item removed off the end of his panas.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was also issued the gentle numbing cream.
Yeah, that shit don't work.
I lived in the same room with the dude. You could hear him applying it. And I'm like, dude, can you put a coat hanger on the door so when you're doing that, I don't have to see, hear it, or be exposed to that horrible shit at all? True story.
Never mind the fact that the tip of your dick looks like Pac-Man with his mouth open. I mean... This is bad.
Oh, man, he was a good soldier, though.
This is bad, right? This is bad.
Yeah, he was a damn good soldier, fine human being. He was just irresponsible with his panas.
I bet he called it his tickler before he had it removed.
He did!
Oh, yeah, motherfucker!
He did! Oh, my God! Oh, my God. I love that guy. That guy's hilarious.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to wash that story off later when I get home. This is bad.
All right,
He continues, it was routine for her to get mad at my dad for something trivial, then call some dude that she had banged recently and go shack up with him for a few days until she realized she had it better with my dad, who always took her back.
Yeah, that's a shame. And obviously, she knew she had power over him, and I almost guarantee you she abused the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah. The first time a woman does this should be the last time.
Yeah.
A woman, man, anybody. The first time anyone in a relationship steps out on you,
done.
That is the ultimate disrespect.
Yeah.
And it's over.
And if you take them back, you literally are flushing your dignity down the toilet.
Yeah. Now, can some couples, you know, can people make mistakes, whatever? Sure. But most people are just going to blame the other person for what happened.
That's SOP, especially for narcissists.
Yeah, most do not take responsibility for fucking up.
That's right.
He continues here. One time, she was so pissed, she literally packed up all her belongings, took their dog, and moved halfway across the country to live with some dude she had chatted with online.
Wow.
A month later, she returned. And guess what?
He took her back.
My dad took her back, of course. However, he never did find out what happened to their dog.
Any woman capable of punishing an animal because of some emotional issue... That's an evil, heartless cunt.
My dad talked with this woman's sister very recently while his her wife was visiting her family. Wait for it. She kicked her niece out of her own bedroom so she could bang some dude she brought back from the bar.
Oh my God. So she brought a guy back from the bar.
Wow.
That's how you get vada.
This is a real, real humdinger of a woman here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oof.
Emphasis on hum.
On your dinger.
Humming on your dinger, exactly. Needless to say, she was kicked out of her sister's house, and the two never spoke again.
Rightfully so.
See, that's how it should have happened.
Yeah.
With your dad.
Yeah.
Wait, you what? Get out of here.
I
know you didn't mean it this time or the 48 times before that. Come here. You're different. You love me. Come on.
Listen, it's obvious this guy's father suffered from dick amnesia.
Yes. Oh, have some self-respect.
Yeah.
Seriously. Ooh. Now comes the worst part of the story. Wow.
It's worse?
Kicking her niece out so she can get her back blown out on, like, the My Little Pony sheets wasn't the worst part.
Yeah.
Him taking her back over and over again while the bazooka juice is still drying between her thighs, that's not the worst part.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, there's a mess. Oh, let me clean that up for you.
Fuck out of here, man.
Stop it.
God.
Just listen, you're going right through the... Oh, my. That is... Oh,
I have penetrated the brain pan.
Please, stop. Stop.
Oh, I'm drilling for the stem.
Stop. All right. Continue on.
This woman got my father involved in the online chat rooms.
Oh, of course.
Because that's where all the good stuff happens.
Yeah, yeah.
With both of them downloading pictures and stuff on their computer and sharing them online with others. I picture this only going to positive places.
That's how you wind up with an appointment with FIBA.
Yeah. In parentheses, yep, this story is going where you think it is.
All right. I have not read this story.
I'm not either.
All right.
So. We'll just roll on it like we're going down the like the luge at Action Park.
Get ready
to break our necks on the rocks. Well, it just so happened that one of the images that had been downloaded was of a woman that the authorities deemed was not of age.
That's bad.
It's really bad. And my father had shared it with an undercover officer in a chat room.
He's going to kiddie porn jail. Oh, my God.
Woo!
Woo! I need a drink.
Hot damn. Now, my dad did the crime and did the time. 5 years of his life down the drain.
Wow.
Because he decided to follow the crazy narcissistic Quantaha down the rabbit hole instead of keeping her in his frame.
Yeah.
Which is what got her attracted to him in the first place. But then he gave up all of his power, and this is what happens. When you let a woman lead, this is where they take you.
They take you to oblivion.
I won't defend him because he fucked up. But he did pay his debt to society, and the family has moved on from that. The messed up part is, of course, his wife got off scot-fucking-free.
Yep.
Even though it was her computer, and she participated in the online chat room just as much. I bet she ratted him out, too.
Yep.
Wouldn't shock me.
And the reason she didn't get in trouble, she rolled on him first.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens in these cases.
Yeah. And as a result, what does she get? 5 years of being single while still being able to claim benefits as a married woman come tax season.
Yep.
And she gets to go around and tell everybody about what her horrible husband did. Oh, you need to pity me, and I'm not even divorced from him yet. Oh, that's okay.
God.
Oh, you're going to make me feel better? You know. I feel better already.
That's terrible.
But that's what this woman will do.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Oh, my God.
Ugh. For all we know, she was the one who downloaded the offending image in the first place. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case at all. So much for male privilege. Luckily for my dad, he was retired, and this never affected him financially. In fact, his investments made him a lot of money while he was behind bars.
Okay.
Investments I pray she didn't have access to. Well, what happens when a man suffers through adversity in his life? You guessed it. She wanted a divorce. While not filthy rich, I'm guessing my father is worth a couple of $1 million. That's filthy rich by most standards, I would say.
I don't have that kind of money. So.
No. So what did this bitch do? She told him she went through his financial records and knew how much money he had. She said she wanted the $400,000 house, or she would take him to court for half. All things considered, he got off lucky and accepted this demand.
Oh, yeah. That's a good deal right there.
Well, I mean... What's the use of a $400,000 house if you're going to be living in the pokey for 5 years?
Yeah, I hope he didn't do the full five. I hope they let him out at like three or something.
Well, I guess we'll find out. My father was going to be in jail for 5 years. He had no ability to take care of his belongings, etc. So what was his decision regarding all of his stuff? Naturally, he decided to leave it all with her.
Oh, my God! Okay.
You never heard of a garage sale?
Anyone hear the word, two words, hitman?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
As a way to keep them tied together so she might end up waiting for him when he got out.
This is, oh my God. I'm sorry to say this, but your father is a simp lord.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
This is bad.
That's bad.
This is really bad. We're talking one-of-a-kind family heirlooms here. Custom furniture my great-grandfather made. World War I medals from my great-grandfather. War trophies my grandfather took off of Nazis and Japanese soldiers that he killed in World War II.
Damn. All right.
Those are one-of-a-kind.
Very few soldiers fought in both theaters.
Yeah. Pop, time to knife hand my dad.
Yeah. You fucked up, you idiot. You let your dick thinking go all the way until you're a senior fucking citizen, and this is what you fucking get. It doesn't have a brain. It takes you nowhere good, and the excuses, they're 6 inches long on average. All right, sorry about that.
And even shorter if you're Italian.
Yep.
Or Asian. Now, luckily, there are two good things here. My dad had his sister put in charge of his money, so that was safe. So, actually, family, you can usually trust. Usually.
I don't trust my family.
Not all the time.
No. I'm one of those guys cursed with a poor family. I trust none of them.
Yeah. The other, when his now ex-wife decided she didn't want to take care of his stuff, got a pods unit and began to haphazardly toss his stuff in there. The neighbors who thought highly of my father came over and took care of things. They neatly stacked my dad's stuff in the pods unit and paid for it to be stored for the entire 5 years he was in the slammer.
That is outstanding.
It is. Yes, my dad repaid them, and they are close friends to this day. Luckily, everything survived, and all my grandfather's World War II trophies are now lining the walls of my spare bedroom. Outstanding.
Good.
Now time for the happy ending.
Okay.
After all this time, my dad finally learned his lesson. His new girl, he refused to marry her, kept her in the girlfriend zone. And to top it off, she's a normal person with a kind heart that all of his friends and family think very highly of. Last I heard of the ex, she hitched up with another older, wealthy man. I'm sure she ruined his life as well. We are all just glad my father finally freed himself of her. Yeah, it sounds like getting pinched and going to the pokey was probably the best thing that could have happened to him.
I don't know about that. Because, you know, he's going to have to register as a sex offender or whatever for the rest of his life.
But at the same time, he was away from her for a solid 5 years, mm-hmm. gave him time to reprogram his thinking meat, and it gave him the single best teacher in the world. Consequences.
That is absolutely a true statement.
Yeah. If you're over 34 and you're still dick thinking, consequences are the only thing that's going to stir you out of apathy.
Correct. And listen, this guy's father paid a horrible amount of consequences.
Yes, he did. Yeah, and the fact that they'll never know to this day who actually downloaded the offending photo. Mm-hmm. But it sounds to me like he was set up.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is actually fairly common. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't fuck around with that shit, man. It's not worth it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, women never make false allegations against anybody. And why make a false allegation when you can just set them up, you know, in the chat rooms that you know and give them some stuff? Oh, yeah, you can just share these. It'll be fun.
And, you know, the sad thing is I bet you the picture of the girl, woman, whatever, looked like she was over 18.
Probably, yeah.
All right, and I've heard this many times in the past 15 years I've been doing this. Guy meets girl in a bar. She's got a fake ID. Mm. All right, now you got to be 21 to get in a fucking bar. There's a doorman there checking IDs. He thinks she's of age. Things happen. Well, she's like 16. He's 34, 35 years old. He gets royally slam fucked over this. This is fucking categorically fucked up.
Yeah. I love how in those situations, the guy who was defrauded is the one who's held responsible for the crime when Correct. The initial crime was the fake ID.
Yes.
Is that male privilege showing for you again?
And I've probably talked to about 30 guys that had that happen to them in the past 15 years.
Doesn't shock me at all. And then women want to say that men going for younger women is predatory behavior, but the fact of the matter is, younger women have what older men desire, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Women want men who are financially stable, on their grind, they're already established. You're more likely to find that in a 35-year-old man than a 25-year-old man.
Absolutely.
So don't get mad at the player. You can hate the game. But at the end of the day, you rigged that game.
Yep.
And you tried to rig it in your own favor. Now that it's blowing up in your face at the age of 35.
There you go. You want some sympathy? You know where to find it in the dictionary. Between shit and syphilis.
You're damn right. And this guy was old enough to know better, too. So he's not getting any sympathy from us.
Yeah, I mean, literally, his dick took him to ruin. That's what happens when you dick think. Yeah. I mean, it happened to me. Not quite as bad as this. I didn't do any prison time.
Oh, thank God.
But I literally was about to, like, hose out my cranium with a magnum.
Well, and that was after you were thinking about doing some bad things that probably could have given you some slammer time.
No, I would have. I mean, I'd go away for life. I mean, it's not even fucking around.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I'm glad my buddy talked me down and we finished off this 110-year bottle of Glenlivet. Something like that.
Oh, I bet it was delicious.
Oh, my God! It was great.
So, dudes, keep an eye out for your buddies. Keep an eye out for your family. You see a woman come out of nowhere, especially if she's already taken the vacancy sign off of her uterus and she starts love bombing somebody who's close to you, keep your head on a swivel and encourage him to do the same.
That's right.
See you next time.
Take it easy.